With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The White House is urging Democrats to tone down their rhetoric against border agents after an active shooter opened fire on Border Patrol agents as they arrived at a Border Patrol annex facility in McAllen, Texas, Monday.
Agents and local police returned fire and killed the gunman. No federal agents were hit, but one McAllen police officer was struck. Law enforcement sources say the officer is in stable condition. Officers believe the attack was a purposeful ambush targeting Border Patrol officials. Homeland Security spokesperson Tricia McLaughlin said in a statement, quote, "Both Border Patrol agents and local police helped neutralize the shooter. This is an ongoing investigation led by the FBI. More information will be shared as it becomes available." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The death toll from catastrophic flooding in Texas over the 4th of July weekend has now surpassed 100. The White House is mourning the loss of life as well. Press Secretary Karoline Levy.
Everyone here at the White House, including the President of the United States, is praying for the victims' families and friends during this unimaginable time.
And the president expected to pay a visit to Texas this week. President Trump, meanwhile, ramping up his tariff battles with many nations, including some key allies.
The Trump administration has released letters informing Japan and South Korea that their goods will be taxed at 25% starting on August 1st. In the letters, the president warned that the U.S. will tack on another 25% if they retaliate. He also announced new tariffs on a dozen other countries with the promise of more to come. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton says the U.S. will remain vigilant against Iran's nuclear ambitions.
This is not a Mission Impossible movie. There's not one single thing that the United States had to find or destroy to stop Iran from getting nukes, and there's not one single thing that Iran had to as well. That's why we always refer to a vast nuclear infrastructure.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 63 points. This is SRN News. Americans like video streaming services.
According to the Pew Research Center, 83% of poll respondents say they regularly watch shows on streaming platforms, with Netflix and Amazon Prime Video being the most popular. But decency advocates point out that such services are not governed by the FCC, as broadcast TV is, and therefore may contain content that is dangerous for children. Experts are urging parents to be careful what they let the youngsters watch on streaming platforms. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The North Carolina State Legislature is scheduled to reconvene this month and consider overriding several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein. One of the bills he rejected would protect parents from charges of child abuse if they refuse to allow their child to live as the opposite sex. Three other vetoed measures would eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the North Carolina government. This is SRN News. Two of Texas's biggest sports franchises coming together to make a major donation after a weekend of deadly flooding.
The Dallas Cowboys and Houston Texans are joining with the NFL Foundation to donate a total of $1.5 million to relief efforts. An NFL statement on social media says the funds will, quote, provide both immediate assistance and long-term resources to those most impacted by the catastrophic flooding. Torrential rains and flash flooding in the Texas Hill Country has led to the deaths of at least 80 people. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
More floating border wall is on the way to South Texas. The head of Homeland Security has signed a waiver allowing for the deployment of some 17 miles of buoys in the Rio Grande. The agency said in a statement, the waterborne barriers are intended to create a safer border environment for patrolling agents, as well as to deter illegal immigrants from attempting to cross the river at that spot. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.